I'm Cyril Vanier in Doha. Your headlines on Al Jazeera. Swiss banking giant UBS is buying troubled rival Credit Suisse for just over $3 billion in a state-backed deal. It's hoped the deal will shore up confidence in the global banking system after the collapse of two U.S. lenders.
The bankruptcy of a global systematically important bank would have caused irreparable economic turmoil in Switzerland and throughout the world. For this reason, Switzerland had to take the responsibilities beyond its own borders. These efforts have paid off. The Federal Council is convinced that UBS takeover of Credit Suisse has laid the foundations for greater stability both in Switzerland and internationally.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is heading to Moscow on Monday for a two-day visit. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has welcomed what he calls China's constructive role in trying to end the Ukraine war and says he has high expectations for their talks. Just one day after the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for him, Putin made a visit to the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol in Ukraine. He drove around several districts and was shown restoration work at a theater and a university. Now, after years of hostility, officials in Tehran say that Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has welcomed an invitation by Saudi Arabia's King Salman to visit Riyadh. Earlier this month, the countries reached an agreement to reopen embassies. Palestinians have been protesting in Hebron and Gaza against talks between Israeli and Palestinian officials in Egypt. Hamas, which governs the Gaza Strip, has condemned the West Bank-based Palestinian Authority for taking part in the meeting. The talks were aimed at calming violence in the occupied West Bank. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to express his concern about plans to curb the power of Israel's judicial system. Hundreds of thousands of Israelis have turned up to ongoing protests as the bill makes its way through legislature. Montenegro's incumbent president, Milo Djukanovic, will face a runoff on April 2nd after winning the most votes in Sunday's election, but not the 50% needed to win outright. His opponent will be pro-European economist Jakov Milutovic.